Tomorrow's World Commentary, February 1st, 2025. Strength from Weakness by Roger Meyer. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Opposites form the elements of many biblical lessons. Life and death, flesh and spirit, wisdom and foolishness, light and darkness, sin and righteousness, and more. Such is the case with strength and weakness. The Apostle Paul reveals a statement in 2 Corinthians that sounds oxymoronic, using the contradictory words strength and weakness. The context in chapters 10 through 12 concerns Paul defending himself to the Corinthian church against false apostles who were criticizing his appearance and speech. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10. Paul described the hardships and life-threatening perils he had faced in serving Jesus Christ and the Church of God. See chapter 11, verses 22 to 30. He referred to an unspecified health problem, or weakness, he suffered from as a thorn in the flesh, chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, and he revealed that he had pleaded with the Lord three times to be healed of it. Jesus' answer to Paul was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. How can God's strength be made perfect in human weakness? Weakness and strength are opposites, so how can this be? Many confess that genuine weaknesses don't change much. We are all born with innate abilities, and many of us exercise those natural talents and abilities. But talents we don't have, we won't have, as it's been said. Someone with minimal artistic ability may learn techniques to better their art, but they often remain amateurs compared to those with far higher natural artistic ability. A tone-deaf person, no matter how hard they try, likely won't be able to carry a tune, and the same may be said for many other areas of natural ability. When Christ was in the flesh, he said that he could of himself do nothing. John 5, verse 30. But the strength of the risen and glorified Christ is enormous and awesome beyond comprehension, described as all power in heaven and in earth. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, from the King James Version. As we've read, Jesus said that he could perfect his strength in Paul's human weakness. When Paul understood this, he was able to say, "Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Jesus told his disciples that without me you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. A branch cut off from its vine will die, but it has life when it is attached to that vine. Jesus Christ is the true vine, John 15, verse 1, from whom we receive strength. Paul also wrote, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," Philippians 4, verse 13. The power of our God is made perfect in our weakness. This is one of the so-called mysteries of the Bible, and there is great peace and confidence for those who come to understand it. It is oxymoronic, the opposite of our human logic. We tend to think we can solve our own problems by relying on our own strength and power, but the Bible reveals that these can never deliver a viable solution. Hebrews 11, known by many as the faith chapter, describes many such heroes of the Bible. Weak, flesh and blood humans, like we all are, who, through faith in and reliance on the power of God, out of weakness, were made strong, verse 34, not because of themselves, but because of the God they strove to worship in spirit and truth, they were able to accomplish the remarkable exploits recounted in the Bible. If we, like them, rely on God and not ourselves, His strength will be more than enough to cover our weaknesses. End of article. Literature offer. You may find the Tomorrow's World article, A Matter of Faith, to be of interest, along with the free study guides, Do You Believe the True Gospel? And Christian Baptism, Its Real Meaning. All are available right here, free of charge, at tomorrowsworld.org.